Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies profiled. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I am Al Cullen. Hope you guys have had a great week, and I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Good show today. Rick Ackerman, a newsletter writer out of the Colorado, is going to talk about, and I put this in quotes, economic recovery. Is there really an economic recovery? Going to be chatting with Sean Broderick and talking about Sean's new book. Kim Hagelberg is going to join us in the second hour. There is a very, very interesting case going on right now involving I don't want to say that this fellow is on the same category as Bernie Madoff, but, you know, anybody who absconds with money from investors really needs to be brought to justice, in my opinion. And Kim Hagelberg has been covering this story, I should say, for 10 years. We're going to be talking about that in the second hour. Be that as it may, starting out right now with Addison Wiggin. Addison has been on the show before. Very, very interesting man. He is a best-selling author. Financial Reckoning Day is one of his books. I thought that was absolutely fascinating. He also produced a movie that received, I would have to say, better than average reviews. Very, very interesting. Most of our listeners have seen that. And he's just a very interesting guy. Addison, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me back, Al.
Here we are, 2010. Is this going to be a good year in your mind for the economy?
I think it's going to be a surprising year for a lot of people. One of the predictions that we're publishing at the moment might come as a surprise to some readers who know our work at the Daily Reckoning. We're expecting a fairly strong short-term rally in the dollar based on weakness in the stock market. I've actually authored a bestseller called The Demise of the Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term, I think that most people would agree that the policies being followed by Congress in deficit spending and also the Treasury and the amount of leeway they're giving the Federal Reserve to print dollars is disastrous for the currency. But in the short term, I think we're going to see a pretty remarkable rally in the dollar. In September of 2008, when the credit crisis hit, when Lehman Brothers declared bankruptcy, we saw a 22% rise in the dollar as people got afraid of having their money overseas and or in the stock market. They mm-hmm. started dumping their money in money market funds, and the dollar benefited greatly. Likewise, treasuries actually paid a negative rate of return for a little while because people would prefer to have their money in treasuries than lose it in the stock market. So we saw, a historic rise in the value of treasuries too.
Well,
I think we're going to see a similar period, but for a longer stretch than that crisis in 2008.
You know, if you take your line of reasoning, as I understand it, this could be another example of the decoupling between the value of the U.S. dollar and the value of an ounce of gold. Because I would have to say that if investors and speculators are exiting the conventional stock markets, oftentimes funds are put into gold. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. But I think what's happening, too, is that there is a heightened degree of uncertainty about markets. So we're seeing a peculiar situation, which is the dollar is gaining strength at the same time that the gold price keeps pressing towards historic highs.
Yeah. That is interesting. It's almost unprecedented in the course of financial history, for lack of better terms. I'm looking for some real turbulent times personally in 2010. Some of the things that are going on right now to me are absolutely terrifying, and terrifying perhaps is too strong a word, but you know, some of the policies of the administration in terms of getting our country back on track just don't make any sense to me, Addison.
I couldn't agree with you more. I just traveled to Nicaragua
mm-hmm.
for the holidays, and I spent a fair amount of time in security lines post the Christmas Day
sure.
underwear bomber.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you really get a sense that the people making policy decisions in Washington that then reverberate around the world, it's not just impacting the country anymore. It's it's a worldwide kind of fear management system that's in place. You get the sense that they're just reacting to situations as they unfold rather than actually planning or even you know, governing anymore. They're really just, it's like a PR campaign gone awry. That's what I feel like is going on. And unfortunately, those kind of situations impact the markets too. So it makes it really difficult to figure out what's going to happen down the road and how people should plan for them in a rational manner.
Yeah. A lot of my colleagues are suggesting on this program that they think the conventional market is going to perform well probably until late spring, specifically May, and then absolutely tank at that point. Does that make any sense to you?
Except I would say that it's sooner.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to begin even before the holidays to show weakness in the stock market. We did get a reprieve, and the market has been strong. The whispers of a recovery and the economy doing well post tax credits for houses and post cash for clunkers has carried us through the holidays. And even retail spending wasn't that bad. It wasn't as bad as a lot of people had expected. And I was suspected going into the holidays that people were feeling pretty good. They had had a couple years of bad news, and they wanted a reason to go out, break out the credit cards, and continue spending. And I think we did see that. But that doesn't change the fundamental picture. And, if we make it through the end of the spring and the stock market is still holding up, I'll be surprised.
You know, I read a really interesting editorial that was covered earlier in the week by the New York Times, and the writer was saying that the biggest problem that the American public has right now is that they don't realize the non-validity, for lack of better terms, of short-term blips in the market. A couple of examples would be, you know, the housing numbers. They weren't really all that great, and a lot of people took that as being, you know, the end of the recession trail. Some of the gyrations that we're seeing in the employment numbers, none of these numbers that are coming out right now are anything more, in my mind, than just short-term blips continuing on a downward trend in terms of overall economic trends in our country.
Well, I think that it points to, where we are in the news cycle, too, because even though they're short-term blips, they're still not good. They're just not as bad as people were expecting.
Well, and
interpreted as good news.
And that's the point. You know, people are saying that, let's take unemployment as an example. Unemployment continues to be at record high levels, almost, okay, and yet a number will come out where people will say, well, it's not as bad as it could have been. And I think that's really fallacious to, engage in that kind of thinking.
Yeah, I think so. And, we have a recent historical experience to bounce it off. This same kind of malaise settled in Japan. Financial Reckoning Day, the book that you mentioned at the outset, was a comparison between the U.S. economy, although we wrote it in 2000, early 2000s, when we were still coming down off the tech boom, there was already in place a very kind of real comparison between the U.S. economy and what had happened in Japan just 10 years before.
Sure.
And now we're a decade into our up and down period where people get excited about stocks for a while and then it falls. And then people get excited about real estate and it falls.
Yeah.
But each time it falls, it finds a new low.
Yeah.
And all the while, the government is trying to paper over the problem by printing and selling more debt. And we know what happens. Japan is a 27-year example.
2010 is going to be an interesting year. Mr. Wiggin, thank you so much.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. Made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, back to continue with the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. I'm chatting with my friend Rick Ackerman right now. Rick is a very perceptive guy who writes a newsletter called Rick's Picks. Something that he wrote last Monday really, really got my attention, and it's important enough that I think that we should talk about it on the air so that you folks are aware of this. In his newsletter dated January 4th, 2010, his feature article was entitled Big Brazen Lies Sustain Economy. And I'm quoting here, quote, "With the help of a credulous news media, Obama, Bernanke, Gettner et al. Have continued to sledgehammer the green shoots story. Actually, it is no longer timid green shoots that are supposedly sprouting up, but a recovery so strongly rooted and powerful that it has sent stocks soaring since March and, more recently, goosed T-bond yields skyward, etc., etc." Rick, let's talk about that. Give me some facts. I happen to agree with you, but, you know, I'm sure we have some listeners who are, you know, fully convinced that we've got a great economic recovery going on here. Do we?
I don't think so, Alan. I think people see a huge gap there between what they're reading, the kind of spin the administration's putting on it, and what they know anecdotally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a mystery. I go out of the house and go shopping. You go to the strip malls or the larger malls, and there are a lot of vacant spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for a company that's a country that's supposed to be essentially making it on retail, that the consumption accounts for something like 70% of GDP,
mm-hmm.
people I know who are in the business of selling things are all working harder than ever just to stay afloat.
Yeah.
So it, you know, I try to find out just from the people I know how business is,
mm-hmm.
and you know, for running the gamut from lawyers to wine distributors and
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of retailers. My friends are really struggling, and I get one good report. Really, one friend of mine does what you would call Six Sigma consulting.
He mm-hmm.
takes some sophisticated math, and he applies it to manufacturing processes. So his clients are manufacturers,
mm-hmm.
and he's just coming off the most sluggish period that he's ever had of about a year.
Yeah.
And he says things are finally starting to pick up. So that's the only report I can corroborate myself that perhaps things are turning.
Well, but what about the news coming out in terms of, I mean, the fact that unemployment went down just a skosh, you know, that made big news, and all of a sudden there's dancing in the streets, even though there's absolutely no call for it. But then the talk about housing prices beginning to recover, the talk about a better holiday retail season than we had last year, et cetera, you know, I think those are... I don't want to call anybody a liar because I'm not the kind of person who does that. But I have to tell you, those numbers are really misleading in my opinion. Would you agree?
Well, yes. And I think that if you go back in time, I've got a big book that I just bought. It's all of the New York Times front pages going back to the 1800s, I believe it is. And you find that that during periods of distress, certainly during the 30s,
yeah.
headlines were pretty much what you see now. And you get the impression that the media considers its news media thinks of it as its job to get out there and kind of rally the troops and to be as optimistic as they can. So in a way, you have to, you know, you take it with a grain of salt. But on the other hand, you need somebody out there to say that the world isn't going to hell, and I'm thankful they're out there. But, of course, sometimes the truth gets stretched so much, and it gets so bent out of shape with respect to this stimulus program that you're thinking, well, this isn't just cheerleading. These are flat-out lies.
I agree with you 100%. You know, we were having dinner with some folks over the holidays, Rick, and we were talking about the radio show and the rest of it. And the thing that my friend said is he said, the one place where I question what you're talking about of sorts on your show is, he said, Al, I've known you for, you know, 25 years, and you are basically an optimist. What do you talk about all this gloom and doom all the time for? You know, and my response was, I said, well, Harry, you know, it isn't so much a question of stressing gloom and doom, but it's a question of painting a picture of reality. And the reason that I think we need to do that is because there are actions that have to be taken by each and every individual in the United States to make this thing work. And if what these people are doing is based on, you know, I mean, if what the everyday guy or gal on the street is doing is based on false assumptions or false information, then we're not going to get anywhere.
I agree, and the one place that you can look, if it doesn't matter what the headlines say, I think the one place where we can measure the extent to which the economy has fallen, and actually even bigger than the economy, really, it's the substance of our lives, is in the 401k area.
Right.
You know, I think the baby boomers have pretty much guessed at this point that they're not going to retire. Or they're not going to be able to retire as early as they thought they would, and they won't be able to retire in the kind of style that they had imagined.
Yeah.
And, you know, for baby boomers who got socked with stock market losses in the last year or two,
sure.
There may be no retirement at all.
You know, it's interesting. I have spoken with a number of friends over the past couple of years, and it is interesting how many people are now saying vis-a-vis retirement. I mean, you know, boy, now really isn't the time for us to be able to do something like that. I mean, you and I, you know, we've had this conversation many times before, but, you know, you and I are probably never going to retire because what we do is so much fun. You know, in my mind anyway, it's like not working, you know, and I have no intention of ever retiring. But having said that, yeah, the patterns, task patterns, spending patterns, et cetera, of people around the country really are in a direction of, especially for people my age, going in a direction of non-retirement. That's for sure. You know, one last comment I'd like to get from you. Article in the Seattle Times last Sunday talked about how people were adjusting to this terrible recession that we're in by a refocus of values. You know, instead of spending money to feel good, they were talking about how people are now doing other things, i.e. more family activities, more outdoor activities, exercise, et cetera, more saving. I mean, savings rates in the country are really up right now. I think that those things are all really positive, and I'm glad to see it.
I think you're right. You know, if there's a silver lining there, when people are not so busy doing things, exciting things, going fabulous places and spending a lot of money to enjoy their leisure,
yeah.
It puts them in a more mundane kind of life. And I think the best that could come out of hard times, really, and the one thing that I would that I hope is in a resurgence is just basic kindness.
I agree. I agree 100%. That's one positive thing out of this. Rick, thanks so much.
Thank you, Al.
Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit, Rick Ackerman is a very, very interesting guy. I have learned to really respect some of his predictions, for lack of better terms. Incredibly accurate, been involved in the industry for a long time. So he is a newsletter writer that you really want to take seriously. Okay, back with another gentleman who I have taken seriously for a number of years, Kevin Kerr. Kevin, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Al. Good to be here.
Now, you're in New York someplace right now. Is that correct?
I am high above New York City. That's correct.
Well, you're on the
nice and chilly here this week.
If I'm not mistaken, you're on the 22nd floor someplace back there or
yeah,
thereabouts.
Right, midtown.
The higher you go, the colder it is. Kevin, your expertise, among other things, is in the area of commodities. We've discussed that before. A number of my colleagues are very, very bullish as to where commodity prices are going to go during 2010. A lot of people are, and when I say bullish on that, I don't mean necessarily from the purchaser's standpoint, but, you know, from the purchaser-user standpoint, but more from the investor standpoint. Do you think commodity prices as a whole, and let's start with precious metals, are going to perform well in 2010?
I absolutely do. Yeah, I'm in the same camp, but probably even more extreme. I believe that, you know, the last decade, we've really seen commodities come into their own. They've come on a lot of radar screens. I've been trading commodities for 20 years.
Right.
So the last decade, we really saw commodities we talked about more than I've ever seen in my career. And I think now that people are more aware of it, that the world is really starting to become a smaller place with more and more people, we are going to see commodities become a much more important asset class,
mm-hmm.
a more respected asset class. We're already seeing that, and actually a form of currency,
mm-hmm.
For lack of a better word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, gold definitely, and silver, I think one could say, you know, with a great degree of accuracy, are a form of currency. Let's talk about gold first. As my listeners are aware, I'm very, very bullish on gold. Right now, we're seeing gold strengthen after a number of days of decreasing prices. Gold continues to go up right now. People, some of our guests are saying they're thinking a floor on gold would be 1,000. Others are saying a floor on gold would be around 1,100 an ounce. I'm more in the camp of 1,100 an ounce because I think you're going to see a significant decoupling between the price of gold and the value of the U.S. dollar. You know, in the past, as the dollar strengthens, the price of gold typically goes down. I don't think that's going to happen this time.
Yeah, I have to concur with you, Al. I've said on your program before, and you and I have discussed it at length over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Gold is a significant value, and it's now coming into its own. We did see it pull back at the end of the year, just as I talked about.
Sure.
It. We saw a slight dollar rally. And we haven't really seen the dollar fall significantly since the start of the year, but as I expected, gold is ratcheting up very quickly here, almost $40 in the last few days.
Yep.
Again, trending back towards that 1100 mark. And really our target for this year minimally is $1,300 or $1,400, maybe $1,500.
Yeah.
And anything significant could drive it much higher than that. So I agree with you. I think 1100 is a minimal baseline for probably the next 12 to 18 months.
Let's talk a little bit about input, things that could drive the price higher. You know, my favorite one right now, you know, if you could have a favorite.
There's so many.
Well, no, there are. There are so many. I agree. I mean, as I wrote in an article, a number of articles that were published on Kitco, that, you know, I think we're in a perfect storm for gold. But right now, I think the main concern is the situation in the Middle East. That place is a powder keg. And I think the impact that if a major negative event occurred there, I think you'd see the price of gold go up $200 to $300 in a day.
Yeah, it's the events that we don't even know about
right yet.
You know, like the 9/11s, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Those things, unfortunately, probably will happen again, you know, and where and when and how, we don't know. And those kind of unexpected events are the kind of risk premium we see pouring into not only oil and some of the other commodities, but certainly into gold.
Yeah.
It's one of the few places that you can have some security in such a world as we live in right now.
What do you think about silver? And the reason I'm asking, kind of a selfish reason, but my wife and I buy 1 ounce silver rounds. I like silver because I like the leverage that's involved in it. And also, I think in my cutoff for investing in gold really is somewhere around $500,000. I think if you're talking about purchasing less than that, you're almost wasting your time. I think silver is more suited to smaller investors. Do you agree with that?
I do, and I don't think it's even for smaller investors. I'll be very frank. I mean, I own more silver than I do gold
in
the same form that you're talking about. And I like the metal for various reasons. One, because it is more affordable
on a
relative basis, but also because it does have that industrial component. And you know, a lot of people don't even know that. They're unaware of that.
Yeah.
And I think that you will see silver increase in demand simply because of that, as well as its precious metal quality. So it kind of has a double-edged sword for silver, which gold doesn't necessarily have.
No.
But obviously, I like both.
Yeah, no, we're both in agreement on that. What about base metals for 2010, Kevin?
Well, base metals remain strong. Copper has been an overperformer. Many of the other metals, the tin and lead and everything else, I think is going to continue to be in demand.
Mm-hmm.
China has an agenda. They are very smart. They know what they're doing. They're acquiring a lot of these things. I just don't subscribe to the idea that, this has all been a bubble. We may see some wild swings in some of these markets, that's for sure.
Yep.
But the long-term understanding is that population is growing, demand is growing, the economy will recover. And these prices will go up.
Yeah, I think you're completely right about that. Expertise in oil. Okay, we're seeing the price of oil ratchet back up towards $100 a barrel again. A lot of people are saying they think it's going to go higher. What are your views on that?
it's a little premature. You know, yeah. I was just on CNBC the other day, and I was asked the same question. And I said, you know, right now I think we've seen this ratchet up for a few reasons. One, of course, what's going on in Iran. Two, and elsewhere. And two, the colder weather in the United States. So it's important to understand that this, you know, this oil surging past $83 is probably getting a bit ahead of itself. It starts to warm up a little bit. Things calm down in Iran temporarily. You know, we could see this close-in price adjust. But the important thing to remember is the longer-term price, like all the other commodities, is going to go up significantly. We're setting ourselves up for a real price spike in second and third quarter because a lot of the production is down.
Yeah. You know, I had an interesting discussion with a fellow about the oil supply, the concept of peak oil, et cetera, et cetera. And my co-host on a show that now airs on the Business Radio Network, it will start airing, I should say, on the Business Radio Network in a couple of weeks. I do a show with a fellow named Steve Carr.
Yes, and, congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you very much. And Steve is convinced, based on his research, that really the concept of dwindling oil supplies is a misnomer. Would you agree with that?
I do 100%. You know, and again, I said this on the television the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is people don't understand peak oil. This is not a spigot that is just going to be shut off and suddenly there's no oil. And that, a lot of times when people bring up peak oil, they're pigeonholed into that corner saying, well, what are you saying? We're out of oil? We're not out of oil. And oil itself will not run out for years. Now they're talking about all these new finds. We must understand that these oil finds that we're finding are not the easy to get to, easy to refine crude. These are deep water, expensive to drill, expensive to refine crudes. The price is going to go up to find these crudes, and they're not in the best areas in the world, certainly for United States investment.
Well, let's talk about the find that was just announced today by Chevron in the Gulf of Mexico. What, about an hour's helicopter ride, as they called it, south of Louisiana? That's pretty big. But to get to that, boy, the technology that you're going to need is staggering. I mean, we're talking about something that's way underwater and then 5 miles under the bottom or something. Okay, well, that's very interesting. Kevin, take 20 seconds, if you would. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you do.
Well, I've been a lifelong commodities trader. I've worked with Paul Tudor Jones on the floor of the New York Cotton Exchange, and I have newsletters that I write. Our readers trade options with me, and we have a great old time. We have two websites, kerrtrade.com, K-E-R-R-T-R-A-D-E.com, and kerrcommoditieswatch.com, which is our publication.
Okay.
Love to have you stop by.
And if you folks want any information on that, we'll make Kevin our newsletter writer of the week next week. You can click on that banner, which is at the bottom of the homepage, and get all the information you want. Big Al's going to be right back with James Turk. We're going to talk gold.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere, 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors.
Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm back with my buddy James Turk. James is, in my opinion, I think I mentioned this earlier in the show, he is probably the foremost authority in the world when it comes to gold. James is a former international banker. He is involved with his son in an organization right now called Gold Money. It's a way for folks to invest in gold without actually taking possession of the gold, within their own homes, for lack of better terms. James has been doing this for a lot of years. He is highly respected, published author, frequent speaker around the world at various investment conferences, and it's great to be able to call him a colleague of mine. James, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Al.
Okay, interesting situation. Obviously, I want to talk about your outlook on gold for 2010. As we're recording this, gold had a relatively decent week. It's down a little bit today as we're recording, down about $6.50 to $1,131.50 at $1,132.50. But that's okay. We haven't seen the major correction that a lot of people have predicted. Myself not being one of them, I don't think we're going to see a major downward correction, but time will tell. What are your views for 2010? I know that's a long time frame, but, I know you're comfortable talking about that, too.
Well, gold is up 9 years in a row against the U.S. dollar, and it's up against most of the other world's major currencies. And I see no reason to suggest it's not going to be 10 years in a row on the upside for gold against the U.S. dollar. There's nothing fundamentally changing from the policymakers in Washington to suggest that somebody should hold dollars instead of gold. Interest rates are still zero, and they're going to stay close to zero for a long time. They're spending money like there's no tomorrow. And until they take the steps like Paul Volcker did back in the early 1980s, you have to stay out of the dollar and stay in gold and silver.
James, a lot of people would say that the dollar is going to tighten up. A lot of people would say it's going to have to tighten up for the sake of the U.S. economy. The only way that the dollar can strengthen, I use the word tighten up, I actually mean strengthen, the only way that that can happen is if the Fed raises interest rates. Now, I think raising interest rates would be very detrimental to economic growth in the United States right now. But, you know, there are those in Washington, D.C. who are saying, no, this is a thing we're going to have to do. And point of fact, as we're recording this thing, the dollar is up almost half a buck on the index, 77.96 right now.
Yeah, you know, the dollar does bounce up and down occasionally, but it's still in a long-term downtrend. But you're absolutely right. They have to raise interest rates just like Volcker did, but there's no will to raise interest rates. They think that they can jumpstart the economy and get revenues going into the government to offset these big deficits from the tremendous government spending that's going on by generating economic activity with more debt. But, you know, this engine is flooded. You can step on the gas pedal all you want, and it's not going to do anything because there's too much debt in the economy already. So what's happening here is by keeping interest rates low, not only are they jeopardizing the economy, but they could irreparably damage the dollar. And in that kind of environment, you want to continue to hold gold and silver. And, you know, you have to take a positive outlook on both of them in the year ahead.
I would agree with you, and listeners know that I'm in complete agreement with that. One of our colleagues, however, Dennis Gartman, feels just the opposite. He thinks we're at a major turning point in the dollar. I read his newsletter every day. He thinks we're at a major turning point in the dollar, and you're going to see some significant strengthening. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, Gartman's a pretty respected guy.
He's saying that based on, you know, some kind of fundamental change that he sees that's not apparent anywhere in the world?
Well, I guess. You know, he is a bit of a contrarian lots of times. So, you know, I guess that's a good place to leave it. But, yeah, I mean, he is he's giving a lot of reasons for it. And, you know, that's kind of not the subject of this particular discussion. But I personally think there is a chance, and I'm saying this for the first time in my life, there's a chance the dollar could collapse. I mean, and I would say I'd put that at about 35 to 40%.
Well, you know, that's the topic of the book that I wrote with John Rubino back in 2004, The Collapse of the Dollar.
Yeah.
And, you know, all fiat currencies eventually collapse, and I think that's going to happen with the U.S. dollar. You know, a lot of people are talking about the big carry trade in the U.S. dollar and the short position, but the reality is that the big position is everyone is long dollars. And, you know, being long dollars, that's where the exits are going to come. You're going to see people exiting the dollar as they get more and more nervous about what's going on in Washington. And so I think this year is going to be a big up year for gold and a big down year for the dollar against the precious metals.
You know,
don't look so much the dollar versus the other currencies, though, Al, because, you know, all currencies are basically fiat currencies. Mm-hmm. They're all being mismanaged. So all currencies will go down relative to the metals, which is basically the story of this decade.
I personally feel very, very strongly that for people to preserve their wealth, they need to invest in either gold or silver. And the reason I say that isn't because it's important to Al Corlin for the dollar to go up in value or an ounce of silver to go up in value. It's because gold and silver represent a great insurance policy. I think, you know, if you're attempting to insure yourself and your family against fiat currency crumbling, for lack of better terms, gold and silver, ever since day one, gold and silver has been the place to be. It, you know, you don't invest in gold and silver because you're a short-term trader and you want to make a quick buck over the next 30, 60, 90 days. You invest in gold and silver because you want to have a certain amount of your portfolio in the area that will, in an area, I guess I should say, that will protect you from, you know, from a devastating event, which I think could occur. I agree with you. I don't see anything fundamentally getting better with our economy, or most of the economies around the world for that matter, James.
Yeah, exactly. You know, unemployment is continuing to rise. You can't really have good economic activity when unemployment is continuing to rise. And, you know, the big problem, though, continues to be the debt, the levels of debt. And, you know, not only at the housing market and those types of problems, but at the government level, you know, we're just putting on trillions and trillions of dollars of new debt, both funded and unfunded liabilities. And, you know, this is ultimately going to destroy the currency unless they do something about it. And I see no indication whatsoever that they intend to do anything about it.
Well,
and,
you know,
even the fact that you have a couple of big-name senators getting ready to step down and surprising everybody, mm-hmm. maybe they see some storm clouds on the horizon and they want to get out of Dodge when the timing is still good.
there is some truth to that. Here are some interesting numbers that really substantiate what you're saying. This came out in Forbes this morning, I should say Thursday morning when we're recording this thing. The total current U.S. national debt today is $12.17 trillion. Okay, that's a number that is hard to visualize for the average person. Let's take it down to the personal level. The total current U.S. national debt per taxpayer. This isn't per person, because there's a lot of people out there who don't pay taxes. Per taxpayer is $111,622. The debt to GDP, gross domestic product ratio, is 83.5. What kind of legacy, James, are we leaving our kids?
Yeah, it's really quite sad. We have to go back to the wisdom of the framers of the Constitution. You know, they put gold and silver in the Constitution because of the problems they had with the country's first currency, the Continental,
yeah.
which was the fiat currency, and it collapsed. And because of the devastation, economic devastation that it caused, one of the reasons they wanted to create a more perfect union was to create a monetary system that was stable and sound, and that's what they did with the silver dollar. And we abandoned the wisdom of the framers in 1971, and now we're going through the same consequences they did with the Continental. It's really quite sad and tragic.
It is sad and tragic. You know, I think that when our economy began to really, really go downhill was when Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, because taking a society off the gold standard, going to a fiat currency, and a fiat currency historically has never lasted more than 200 years. In the history of the world, it's never lasted more than 200 years. You know, going off the gold standard allowed the United States to amass this $12.17 trillion debt that we're talking about. And you know what? That's nothing. Wait until this medical proposal is put into place, the proposal that our president says is basically deficit neutral. There is no way that proposal can come out as being deficit neutral. And I think that's why you have a lot of the senators running for the hills right now. Got about 30 seconds left. Tell us about goldmoney.com.
Okay, gold money is a very convenient, safe, economical way to buy and sell gold and silver online and have it stored for you in either Zurich or in London. I'm presently storing just under $900 million of gold and silver for our customers, which are located in over 100 different countries worldwide.
Pretty successful organization. Okay, let me make a couple suggestions. You really need, folks that are interested in this topic, and I'll bet you all of you are, you really need to read James' book. I'm sure it's available. I know it's available on Amazon. And then if you're looking for a way to hedge your bets, so to speak, take a look, among other things, at goldmoney.com. James, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Al.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.